Stunde die Piano lernen.
Our most precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercies and kindness and goodness unto us, Father. Thank you, righteous eternal Father, for your protection that we always enjoy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your fatherly cares. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies unto us, Heavenly Father. We say, blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for this opportunity that we have once again to be in your house for this midweek prayer meeting, Lord. Thank you for your grace that has brought us safely. Thank you for your peace in our lives, O living God. Thank you for your peace in our city. Thank you for your peace in our nation. Thank you, O living God, for all that you have done well for us, Lord. We say, blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord Jesus, we just commit ourselves to your great holy hands, Father. Be gracious unto us, Master. Once again today, may you help us, Lord. We look unto thee, Lord Jesus, to help us, Lord. We look unto thee to bless us, Father. We look unto thee to deliver us, Lord. We look unto thee to strengthen us, Lord. We look unto thee, O God, to perform your signs and wonders and miracles in our lives, Father. We look unto thee to do special things, O loving Savior. And we look unto thee to fill our souls with your spirit and to refill our souls with your spirit. We look unto thee to heal us, O God, to deliver us, O God. Lord Jesus, to meet you at the point of our knees, Father. Lord Jesus, we pray that you grant this and more unto us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we look unto thee to speak through us and to hear through us, Lord, to give us understanding, to give us revelation, Lord, to do something special in this meeting, Father. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Help us, O loving Savior. Lord, we thank you for those of us that are here already, those that are on their way coming. Bring them down safely, Heavenly Father. Those that will be on the hookup, may you bless them also, Father. All of us together, Lord, may we rejoice at the end of the service, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, help us to pray, Lord. Inspire us to pray. Pray in us and pray through us, Father. Give us faith to believe our prayers, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, O God. For in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service this evening. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Let's open our Bible quickly to the book of John chapter 11. John chapter 11, we read from verses 18 to 27 because of our time. John chapter 11. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, Whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We thank the Lord for the opportunity we have once again to be in service. We continue with this sermon that we have been on, the resurrection of Lazarus. The Brabram preached in 1953, November 57, 52. We started the sermon gradually last Wednesday. And I don't want to go back because of this time. So, let's just continue. We stopped at the place where Brother Abraham was talking about the infidel. Brother Abraham called him perfect infidel. That said that told Brother Abraham that the birth of Jesus Christ was a slip up. And as it used to be in those days, in all ages. That it was Joseph that gave birth, that was the father of that child. Abraham said, no, it is not Joseph, it is God that was the father. We saw that as they continued, Abraham asked him, he said, if you said that science said that after copulation, the children must be born by the female, with the female. So he said, okay, the first man, who gave birth to them? How did they come here? Brother said he could not answer. And he could not answer then. And up to today, Brother said up to today, he cannot answer. Because it was the creator that created the first man and the first woman before procreation started. And in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ, the same creator that created the first man created the body in whom God himself lived in. Praise ye the Lord. So, that was where we stopped last Wednesday. But Abraham said, there was a man, but Abraham was started talking about how people misinterpret or they put their own ideas into the word of God. But Abraham said there was a boy that went to the seminary. He went to seminary. Brabham said he believes in this place. Brabham said he believes that seminary is like a place where you go. It's like a morgue where they put a dead man. Everything that could bring him back to life, they will drain it out and pump chemical that will make him never to come back to life again. So that's exactly what happened in the seminaries. The little God that people have in them, they drain them out and keep them dead. Praise the Lord. So this boy, Brabham said, went to the seminary. And a time came when they told him, sent a message to him that the mother was sick. And later, not long, immediately they sent a message back to him that he should not bother. The mother has been healed. Then when he came back home, he asked the mother. He said, what happened? How did you get so healed quickly like that? He said, oh, it was a sister that was our neighbor that came to me and told me and asked me whether I would ask their pastor to come and pray for me. And he said when the pastor came, he said yes, when the pastor came, he read out of Mark 16 from verse 17 that this sign shall follow them that believe. This sign shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they shall drink, they shall take up serpent. If they shall drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. He said, the man read that out of the scripture, lay hands on me and pray for me, and then I was healed. He said, Mama, He said, we have been taught in the school that Mark 16 from verse 9 to the end was never inspired. The woman says, praise the Lord. But say, what is happening? He said, I was just wondering, if God can heal me with an uninspired scripture, how much more will he do with the inspired one? Praise the Lord. Then Barbara said, all scripture, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Is profitable for what? For reproof, for correction, and for instruction, that the man of God and the instruction in righteousness, that the man of God and the woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There is no scripture, part of the scripture that we should reject. There is no part of the scripture that we should count to be uninspired or to be the idea of the person speaking the scripture. The scripture is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Brother Abraham said, that is what happens in the denominations. They had their own idea to the scripture and they take away what they don't want to believe. Now, Brother Abraham said, Brother Abraham was talking about the Pharisees before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, God always sent his mercy before judgment. Before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Abraham said, God sent John the Baptist to bear witness of the light that is to come. But what happened to the Pharisees? They rejected the counsel of God to themselves. That's what the Bible says. They did not believe in the baptism of John. John was sent by God to bear witness of the light. But they rejected the counsel of God to themselves in not believing the baptism of John. Because John was baptizing for repentance. Praise the Lord. That was God's mercy to the people. If you look at the scriptures, it was only those that followed the ministry of John the Baptist that was not difficult for to enter into the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And that is the way it has been in all ages. That is the way it has been. That's what Brother Abraham is saying here. God sent his mercy, he sent his word through the preachers to give mercy unto the people, to accept it before the main light will come up. Praise the Lord. Brother Abraham said, when you look at the church of the living God, the church of the living God, he said, the way it was when Solomon was building the temple in Jerusalem, that is the way it is in Christ today. Because all the material that are in the building of the church of the living God comes from everywhere in the whole world. It's not only in Jerusalem. It comes from every part of the world. And when they were building that temple in Jerusalem, what happened? They caught the material they used to build the temple was caught everywhere around the whole world. They brought them to Jerusalem. Rabban said, the Bible said, when they were building the temple, they did not need to use hammer. They did not need to use saw in the building. The materials were just fitting to each other like that until they built the temple finished. But a time came when the builder did what? They look at one of the materials and they said, this one, where would this one fit in here? They just dump it somewhere. And the very material that they dumped somewhere was the chief corner of the chief cornerstone of the building. Praise the Lord. So Brother Abraham said, the builders today, when in their building, they are living out the Holy Ghost baptism and the power of God. It's there in the sermon. I'm just saying it because of time. Said they are living out what? The Holy Ghost baptism, the lifeline, and the power of God. That is why they are in the way they are today. Instead of asking the people to receive the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, they ask them to speak in tongues. Until they are now teaching them to speak in tongues. Is that the Holy Ghost? No, sir. They cannot wait for the Holy Ghost. In the first instance, they rejected they rejected the mercy of God to themselves. Praise the Lord. Until Barabra said, a man said, mercy. A man said one time, said, Brother Abraham, it was because Brother Abraham, you know, Brother Abraham said an angel met him. So he said, Brother Abraham, we don't believe in any angel in the New Testament church today. Because he said the Holy Ghost leads the church and not the angel. That was what the man told Brother Abraham. Brother Abraham said, you know, he said, the Holy Ghost is in the church, but God still sent angels to give instruction to his servants and to deliver them. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Abraham referred to Acts chapter 8. See Acts chapter 8? Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, where the angel of the Lord told Philip, when he was having a meeting in Samaria, the angel of the Lord told him, he said, Philip, go to the wilderness. And Philip went to the wilderness and met the Ethiopian Enoch there. That was how the Ethiopian Enoch was saved and was baptized. It was the angel of the Lord that instructed Philip. Did Philip have the Holy Ghost? Sure. Philip had the Holy Ghost. But God had to send the angel to instruct him what he needs to do. But Abraham also referred to Acts chapter 12. When Peter was taken and put in prison, who came to deliver Peter from the prison? The angel of the Lord, according to the scriptures. Praise the Lord. But Abraham said, he referred to Acts chapter 27. When Apostle Paul was in the sea, they were in the sea and there was no hope of getting delivered out of the sea. Apostle Paul came to the people, he said, men and brethren, eat. He said, for the angel of the Lord, of whose servant I am, has been with me this night and told me that no life will be lost. That everybody that has lived, he has given them to me, that none of us will be lost apart from the sheep. Who told him that? The angel of the Lord. Did Paul have the Holy Ghost? He had the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. May I say this with this little time that we have? Praise you, the Lord. I was telling the children in the Sunday school on Sunday. There are three things by the scripture, by the message that God has done for every true believers that should take away fear from us. But Abraham said a Christian should be happy every time and be carefree. Praise the Lord. You see, God, the creator of heavens and the earth, watches, his eyes is watching over the righteous one, that no evil can come around them without God attending to it. Praise the Lord. Let me show you the scriptures. Before we just, I pray God will use this to help us and drive fear away from our hearts. Let's go to the book of Psalm 33 first. Psalm 33. Psalm 33, I think verse 17. 33, 18. 18 and 19. 33, 18 and 19. Hey, may God help me. 33, 18 and 19. Psalm 33, 18 and 19. It says, behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. To do what? To deliver their soul from what? Death. And to keep them alive in what? Famine. Is that the scripture? What? The eyes of the Lord. Let's look at 34 verse 15. Psalm 34 verse 15. Psalm 34 verse 15 says that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. When Apostle Peter will repeat that scripture, he said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayer. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. That is the eyes of the Lord. That is number one thing I saw in the scripture and the message that God have in protecting and keeping his children. But Abraham taught us. We know it. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were standing for their God, that they would not bow to the idols of Nebuchadnezzar, and the king said he would put them in fire and was ready to cast them in fire, what happened? The Bible taught us, Abraham taught us that angel Gabriel came to the Lord and said, Lord, did you see what they are doing to your witness in Babylon? He said, yes, I see it. He said, let me go there with his sword and destroy Babylon. He said, no, don't do it. One wood came unto the Lord and said, Lord, did you see what they are doing in Babylon? Let me go to Babylon and wipe away the people there. He said, no, don't do it. He said, I will do it myself. God was watching his witnesses, his children that were to be cast in fire. And when it was about the time to cast them in fire, God did not miss the time. But Abraham said, God pluck a palm from the tree of life, and he has the east and the west wind to come. And he rode on the east and the west wind to the place of the fire. And he was fanning his witnesses. Praise the Lord. When Jehovah God was in human flesh and he told his disciple, God, let's go to the other side. I will stay on the mountain while I pray. And the Bible says that what? The wind were contrary and they were tossing, tall and flowing in the wind. What happened? The Lord God of heavens and the earth in human flesh was watching them on the mountain, seeing the demons that said, oh, their master is not with them. Let us go and sink all the whole church. Praise the Lord. What happened? The Lord of hosts himself in human flesh was walking on the sea to deliver his children. Praise the Lord Jesus. That was the God watching his own. Then the angel of the Lord, two things. The second thing is the angel of the Lord. The Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around who? Those that fear him. And do what? And deliver them. Scripture. That's the scripture. That's Psalm 34:7. 34:7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that what? That fear God. And do what? And deliver them. So the angel of the Lord encampeth around those that fear the Lord. We are coming. And the Bible says, Apostle Paul said, these angels are what? They are ministering spirits. Unto who? The heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. So the angel of the Lord encamped around the believers, God's children. So how can evil come into them or come around them or destroy? But Abraham also said, while we are talking about the eyes of the Lord, but Abraham said when he was talking about eagles, how eagles care for their young. He said, the eagle, after they have done their first solo flight, he said what? He will take them to the ground, to the field, and put them there, and fly up to a mountain. And he's watching those eaglets. He said, God be merciful to any coyote or any animal that will think that he has seen a prey and is coming to take those eaglets. He said, that eagle will fly down fast and pick up that animal and kill that animal. Praise the Lord. Then the third thing, the Holy Ghost in our souls. The Holy Ghost in our soul is to guide us, to lead us, to bring to remembrance what the Lord has said, to guide us in this wilderness. That's what we will not go to places where we are not supposed to go. Praise the Lord. With these three things, then how can we fear? How should we allow fear to disturb us in serving our God? When some of us hear cockroaches in the house, we are afraid. Don't let us forget this thing. The Lord your God is watching over you. No evil can come around. The one that God will allow to come is the only one that will come for a purpose. The eyes of the Lord is watching over his home, that nothing, absolutely nothing, will be able to harm them. He told his disciple, he said, how did he say it? I'm trying to remember how he said it.
He said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpions. And said what? Nothing shall by any means do what? Hurt you. Praise the Lord. So what we heard a child of God. God is watching over them. God has put his angel around them. And he has put his spirit in them. Then how could they be lost? In this wilderness of want. Somebody says, this world is wilderness of want. He said that you struggle to make money. And after you've gotten the money that you wanted, you still spend that money to take care of your health. God be merciful to us. So in this wilderness, this thick wilderness of life, God has put things in place to take care of his children. Then why should we fear? Why should we allow fear to make us to misbehave? May God help us. Praise the Lord. Brother Abraham was talking about angels here. I told you. Then Brother Abraham said, let's take note. Brother Abraham said, according to Galatians chapter 1 verse 8, he said, if an angel, though an angel, come to preach any other thing other than what we have preached before, say, let that angel be accursed. So it is not all angels that we should listen to. Any angel that will say anything contrary to the word of God is our enemy. Because there is angel of darkness and angel of light. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Brown said, you want angels? Brother was talking about Zechariah. God sees send angels. He said, you want angel in your house like we had last Sunday. Brother Brown said, let your house be like that of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Because Zechariah and Elizabeth, the Bible says that they fear the Lord. And they keep his statutes and his commandments. And they live in obedience to every word of God. That was why it was not difficult for the angel of the Lord to enter their house or to go to Zechariah and told him. You see, Abraham said, why we close? Abraham said, Zechariah, just to cut it short, Zechariah, when the angel told him that the Lord has answered your prayers and your wife will be pregnant and give birth to a boy and you call his name John. Zechariah, a priest, he said, how can this thing be? Instead of rejoicing, he has been praying for this child. They have been praying for this child. The child has not come. Now they are old. Instead of rejoicing, he doubted. But when the same angel Gabriel came to Mary and told Mary that you are the blessed of the Lord, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and the child that will be born in you will be the Son of the Most High. Then he said, how will this be, since I don't know any man? And that was when he said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and you will conceive this child. The Bible taught us that Mary was rejoicing. Without what? Seeing any sign. Without seeing anything. Mary was rejoicing and was elated and was ready to go to Elizabeth. According to what the angel told him. That your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant for 6 months. Without seeing any sign. That's what Brother Brown said. That once we receive the word, or once we are prayed for, we should do what? Rejoice that it is done. Praise the Lord. Not that we should be thinking that how will it happen? I should be feeling the healing gradually. Once we are praying for according to the word of the Lord, we should believe that it is done and start rejoicing, start testifying about it. Praise the Lord. John Ryan, Brother Abraham said he was blind. He came to the prophet, Brother Abraham prayed for him. And what happened, brother? He said, go, you are healed. And he said, he went, nothing happened. He couldn't see. He came back again. He said, I thought you said I'm healed, but I didn't see anything. But Brother Abraham said, being a Catholic, he told him that he needed something to hold on to. Brother Abraham said, what should I do? Go testifying that you are healed. Praise the Lord. And while he was testifying, we know the story, testifying, about 3 weeks after, his eye came open. Praise the Lord. May God help us. Brother Brown said, healing is not on the merit of our salvation. He said it is on the merit of what? Our faith. On the merit of our faith. It's not that because I'm saved, God must heal me. No. It's on the merit of your faith. Brother said, that is why a prostitute will come to the altar and she'll be prayed for, she will repent, and she will be healed instantly. Why a staunch Christian will be prayed for and will not be healed? May God help us. It is time. I don't take extra time today. May God help us. The word of God is the word of God. The word of God is true. The word of God, we don't need to put our own canary brain to understand the word of God. It is absolutely the truth. May God help us. The word of God is the word of God. And don't forget, the word of God is, Bible says, what? Is quick. And is what? Powerful. Sharper than what? Two-edged sword. May God help us. Praise ye the Lord. It is time to pray. I know he's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. Yes, I know he's able, I know he's able, I know my God is able to carry me through. Oh, for he has healed the broken hearted and said the cat is free. He the sick, raise the dead and walk upon the sea. I know he's able, I know he's able, I know my God is able to carry me. One more time now. I know he's able, I know he's able, I know my God is able to carry me to. Yes, I know he's able, I know he's able, I know my God is able to carry me through. Oh, for he has healed the broken hearted and said the cat is free. He is the sick, raise the dead and walk upon the sea. I know he's able, I know he's able, I know my God is able to carry me through. Did you believe that? How many believe that? God bless you. Our God has not called us in vain. Our God has called us for a purpose. And his purpose for calling us can never, never be defeated. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go before him in prayer. What is your need? What did you have? What is your burden? The burden that you bring unto the Lord this evening. Why don't you table them before the Lord? Who is able? Why don't you table them before the Lord? Who hears and answer prayers? Why don't you table before the Lord? Who promised to meet us at the point of our knees according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus? Our God is here. The angel of the Lord is here. God's angel is here to attend to our prayers. God's angel is here. This is the house of the Lord. In Dothan, we saw that in Dothan, how the angel of the Lord was with Elisha. That same angel of the Lord is here with us this evening, if you believe. We are not crying to the ears, to the ear. We are crying to the hearing of our Lord, our God. Our God heareth and answereth prayer. It is just our faith. It is just our belief. What we believe, what you believe will work for you. If you believe that God is here this evening, God will answer your prayers. If you believe that God is here to attend to your needs, he will answer your prayer. But if you believe that just like the other time, that's the way it will be.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you have any need, if there is a request burning in your heart and you want to be prayed for, remembered in prayers, you can raise up your hand while our pastor will commit us to the hand of the Lord. God bless you, sir.
Our Father and our God, we are very grateful unto you for giving us another opportunity tonight to gather in your house, both men and women, boys and girls of Life Precious Faith. Thank you for the storehouse where you have stored your spiritual food for us for this end time. Your prophet says, if you bake an hamburger and give it to a sheep, it will not grow in that because that is not sheep food. For the message of our day that you have stored for us is sheep food. We say we should continue to eat it. As we eat it, you are becoming the food itself. Epistles written that could be read of all men. And Master, a portion have been fed unto us again tonight. Lord Jesus, may we not be hearers alone. Give us grace to be doers of your word. Hearts are raised up everywhere. Lord, you know what those needs are all about. Physical needs, material needs, spiritual needs, financial needs. Father, you promise to supply all our needs. While you are doing that, don't pass any of us by. Thank you, Father. Bless and replenish your servant that you have used to bring your word. The time has come that we should pray. Lord Jesus, help us to pray as becoming saints. We say we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Say whatsoever thing we desire, where we ask in prayer, we should believe we have received, and then shall we have it. Help us in our prayers. Strengthen us, O God. Give us unction. Give us utterance to pray as becoming your children. So that at the end of the service, when we shall be going back home, we all have testimonies that we have made known unto you today, as you have taught us to be careful for nothing. We said in everything, with prayers, supplications, and with thanksgiving, we should always make our requests known unto you. Help us to do that while we are here. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
God bless you. May the Lord Jesus grant all your desires in Jesus Christ's name. Let's open to this hymn and sing before I hand over to the pastor. In 779, a shelter in that storm. Oh, the Lord, the rock in we are, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure, whatever it is, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, oh, a weary land, is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm. O shape by day, defense by night. A shelter in the time of storm. No fear, afraid, no afraid. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storm may run that beat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, we never leave.
I say retreat, I shatter in the time of sun. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of sun. Oh, rock divine, oh, a shelter in the time of sun. Oh, be thou forever near, a shelter in the time of sun. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land. Is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of sun. One more time, chorus. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land. Oh, a weary.
Shall we bow our heads? Our blessed Father, we are very grateful unto you for the service tonight. We are very grateful for the short exhortation and opportunity given to us to pray over new requests and the existing ones. Lord, you have taught us that whatsoever we desire, where we ask for such in prayer, we should believe that we have received what we ask for, that our prayers are be answered. Then, while believing, I keep on believing, then we shall receive the vindications of these answers. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Strengthen your servant that you have used tonight for the virtue that has left him. Thank you for those who has traveled out of our midst. We pray that your presence will be with them. Guide them, direct their paths on the highway and on the byway. And the purpose of such journeys be accomplished in holiness, and in righteousness, and in purity. Those that are planning to travel, may you go with them, O God. Frustrate every move and plans of the devil. We pray for students. We pray for workers. We pray for businessmen and women. We pray for housewives. We pray, O God, for your servants, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We pray for the officers of the church. We pray, O God, for the janitor. We pray for everyone at the role they play in their house. May thy grace abundantly rest upon everyone, Lord. It's our prayers. Lord, we remember a dear brother that came from Otta. Lord, is with the brethren in Bakatari. He'll be holding meeting with them on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May you use him mightily to be a blessing to your people, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you for our sister that was admitted in God's Northern Abbey discharge. We commit them into your hands. We pray for the perfection of our health. Thank you, our Master. We love you because you first of all loved us. All our children we bring before the throne of mercy. All our effort to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. May your hand, O God, be upon it, O God. Lord Jesus, we put our children in the Sunday school. Our elderly sister teaches them, O God, the Bible stories. They grow from there to adolescent class. From adolescent class, O God, Lord, to the adult class, where they are being taught your word. Master, you have promised that if we raise our children in the fear of the Lord, you say, even if they want to live the way we have showed unto them, that the things we have taught them will always hurt them. As many of our children as are going astray, Father, the things that we have taught them, may you worry them, O Father. May they make a U-turn, O God, and come back to the house of the Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. As many as are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, you have promised us your word. You said, if we ask, we will receive. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, it will be opened unto us. You say, who among us is a father? If his child asks of bread, will he give him something else? Or if he asks of an egg, will he give him something? You say, we that are evil, if we know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost and good things to them that ask him? You say, blessed are they that do thirst and hungry for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Father, except the Lord himself build the house, the builders, they will labor, but in vain. Father, have thy way, O God, in our lives. Grant the desires of our hearts, meet with all our needs. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. So we will dismiss to go back to our homes as we will be going. You brought us safely. Father, take us back home safely, Lord. We cannot but remember, Lord, the people in authority, as you have taught us. We should pray for them that we live a peaceable life so that there be no violence, there be no fighting and all kinds of confusion in all the places, that we cause the government, for an example, to declare curfew. If there was curfew today, we would not be here today. Father, we pray for our president, pray for the ministers, pray for the House of Representatives, pray for the Senate, pray for the local government chairman and all the government workers. Father, put your fear in the hearts of those people to rule this nation with fear, O God. And the resources that you have graciously blessed this nation with will be tapped, O God, without greediness, that the masses will be the beneficiaries of the same. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. Lord, today, the whole world is in trouble. The things that the prophet has already prophesied, they are everywhere. Nation rising against nation. Troubles everywhere. Earthquake in diverse places. Father, you said, when we begin to see these things, witness them, you say we should look up for our redemption. Draw it now. May you wake us up more than ever before. Revive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Hallowed be thy name, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. God bless you. Thank you for coming to service tonight. I will believe and we trust that God has answered our prayers, because that is one of the conditions. No matter how much you pray, if you don't believe that God has answered, you have prayed in vain. Yeah, you must believe that God has answered your prayers and that your requests have been met. That is the condition. And then the answers will come. May God help us. Praise the Lord. Our sister that was in God's note has been discharged from the place. And let us continue to pray for her for the perfection of her health. Amen. I want to say something. Look, we have said it times without number. The message of the hour that William Mario Abraham brought, does not forbid us from going to the hospital when we are sick. Are we hearing? I'm not saying it to because of these people. That's not why I'm saying it. I have a reason for saying it. Because may we not turn grace to disgrace. But Abraham did not preach to us that it is a taboo for us to receive medical attention. He did not preach it. Even himself used to go to the hospital for medical checkup. Not that he's even sick, for a checkup. Amen? So it is not a sin to go for checkup. And when you are sick, Jesus said it is the sick people that look for physicians. If you say you are spiritual, let me tell you what spirituality is. But Abraham said, he said to be spiritual is to be scriptural. Amen? To be spiritual is to be scriptural and be messagical. If you say you are spiritual and your actions are contrary to the message at the Bible, that's not spirituality the Bible talks about. We believe that God said, until he has finished with us, nothing can take us. That same God said, if you are sick, seek for a physician. Amen? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Do you know some people were coming to Brother Abraham for prayer that the surgery they are going for will be successful? Yeah. It's not a sin. We do not believe that, and we do not preach that. If you believe that and you are practicing that, you are on your own. Amen? Why is this old man saying this? Leave it that way. The way the old man has said it, leave it that way, okay? Amen? After all, everywhere we are preaching, everybody take his own. When at night shall we rise? What a friend we have in Jesus. My friend, we have in Jesus. Oh, our sister grieves to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we offer for of it. Oh, one needless be we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Ah, we try as our temptations. There are trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. come, we find a fresh refuge. We all our sorrows share. Jesus knows every way. He comes, take me to the Lord in prayer. And we weaken every lady, come by with a load of care. Precious Savior, Savior, lead me to the Lord. Thank you.